Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Marvel TV. I'm your host, Crispy Media Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Amazing Race Canada Season 6 Heroes Edition, episode number 10 recap right here on Everything Marvel TV. So let's get right into it, because we are only a week away from finale. We are going into finale week next week, so that's exciting. Then it goes kind of, we're going into the off season for this podcast, and then we kind of go from there to the Survivor season, which I won't be here for the first week of Survivor because I'm going out of town, like I said. I will talk about that more next week and what the schedule is going to look like, because I have to write it down because I don't remember everything that there is for the schedule. So teams must fly back to Canada, to Fredericton, New Brunswick. Courtney and Taylor said they are glad to be back in Canada, where, you know, they have had a really they've been really strong suit in Canada more. They've been really, really strong in this country more than anywhere else. So that's what they said. And then Courtney and Adam said they're only three spots in the finale. They will squeak their way in into that finale next week as well. So when teams arrive, they will have to go to the officer square, and then a barracks district, where they will partake in a regiment called Changing of the Guards. Now, I've seen it in Fredericton, New Brunswick. I've been there personally. I have actually been to Fredericton, and I got to see Changing of the Guards, so that was really cool to see personally. So they must watch two regiments. They're not going to be part of it, but they're not going to be like doing the regiment. I thought they were going to do the regiment. Like, ooh, that's going to be tough. That's going to be really tough to do. But no, they're actually going to watch two regiments of Changing of the Guard. They will have to spot the difference between the two regiments. There is only one big difference. And there's one big difference. I'll get that to in a second. There is one at Officer Square, and also there's one at City Hall. They'll have to spot the difference, which is the officer takes an extra step. I think one takes two steps, and the other one takes three steps. I believe that's how it actually goes. So once they actually notice the differences, they will get their next clue. Obviously, the commander will give them the next clue. So they will get their next clue once they get the difference. They will definitely get their next clue as well. So yeah, it's an interesting challenge, and it is really an interesting challenge. Actually, it is different, I guess you would say. I don't think I've ever really seen something like this in regards to a challenge. I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen this before. I don't think I've ever seen where they are actually working, like where they do Changing of the Guards, I guess. I don't think I've ever seen it before on the Amazing Race Canada. I don't know, have they been to Fredericton? Maybe they have. I don't remember. I know they've been in New Brunswick before. They had been in New Brunswick before in the past. I know that has happened before, where they've been in Fredericton, New Brunswick before. So I don't remember. It's hard to remember. So Martina said Phil is very meticulous. Martina and Phil had the answer right away, and they were right. Martina and Phil went really, really fast. They did really well in the first one. They did the first challenge. They did really well, and definitely I was really happy for them that they got it fast. So teams must make their way to the Canadian Forces base. Which is in the I forget the actual name of the town, but they will have experience, which will kind of learn different exercises that they do in the Army. They will learn how to do certain different, exercises. So it's a DCHAR, fit or fly. On fit, they will have to do 4 different exercises, like I said. They have to do, do 20 never rush sandbag lifts intermittent. Also they have to do sandbag drag as well. I don't remember all of them but there's 20 never rush, and then there's sandbag lift or intermittent, and then there's like the intimate cold shuttles or something like that, and then sandbag drag. So they have to do it under 18 minutes. Both of them have to do it under 18 minutes. If they do that, they will get their next clue. So it's obvious they both have to do it. So I guess if they want to get it right on the 18 minutes, then they will have to do it like 9 minutes and 9 minutes, which would equal even 18 minutes. But, it's possible to do it sooner too as well. But I thought, you know what? I probably wouldn't be able to do that. I don't think I would be able to do that one at all. I don't think I could physically do that. Now, especially with my back, I could not do it. But I would probably do fly, because I am a big nerd in the flight and the simulators games. Especially Flight Simulator was one of them that I really loved to play. I did play until the game wouldn't work on my computer, and then... It's a long story, but long story short, it doesn't work on my computer anymore. I was disappointed because I really, really love Flight Simulator. That was one of my favorite games, was flying helicopters, playing AC/DC Thunderstruck. This would be my challenge, would be the flying one. I think I can do it really well. I know it's a different simulation to a computer game, but this is an actual real simulation, so it's a little different, obviously. So they have to get it in 18 minutes. They also have to read rules too. If they break any rules, that'll be a fail and they have to start all over again. If they do it over 18 minutes, then it's a fail. They will have to do it again. So obviously there's a rules, and there's also where you have to do it under 18 minutes. 18 minutes or under, obviously. So either way, you can fail on this challenge. There is a fail on this challenge especially. So in fly, they will be briefly, they'll be in a Griffin helicopter simulator. They will be kind of given a small tutorial how to do it. Then they will take off. They have to fly in Montreal, Quebec, and find the Bell Center and land on it, on its roof. Once they do that, they will get the next clue. I wonder if they're talking about the Bell Center where the Montreal Canadiens, aka what I call them, the toilet seat, as I'm not a big Montreal fan. I am not a big Montreal fan whatsoever. I admit it, I'm not a big Montreal fan. I know I call them the toilet seats. You probably see it on my social media. All those Toronto toilet seats. What am I saying? Montreal toilet seats, you know. Well, the local does look like a toilet seat, for crying out loud. But anyways, I believe that's the arena. Let me know on social media, Twitter, Instagram, if I'm right. Is it the Bell Center where the Montreal Canadiens play? I think it is. If I'm correct, I believe that's the only Bell Center there is. And I think that's what they're referring to, is the Bell Center where Montreal Canadiens play their hockey game. Their home games, obviously. That's what I'm thinking it is. It has to be. It has to be, honestly. So they can do that. Oh, they have 5 minutes to do it. If they don't do it in 5 minutes, it's a fail. So obviously this is a timed event. This is a timed event. A timed detour as well. There's limited space on each of the detours. 2 at each. So if there's 2 at one, you cannot do that detour, and you have to go to the other detour. Same with the other one. If it's full, then you have to go to the other one, obviously. So either way, you have to go to the other side. So Martina and Phil chose fly. And that was probably a wise choice. And I think I could do that one too as well. I'm pretty sure I can do fly. Regardless, I think I can do it either way. Or I think I can do it pretty fast. So Dylan and Kwame done. They chose fit. And Martina and Phil crashed their... I put airplane, but actually technically it's a helicopter. Dylan and Kwame arrived at the fitness test at the base. They failed the first attempt. They were supposed to do 15 sandbags. Supposed to do the sandbags 15 times. They didn't. Courtney and Adam Dunn, Taylor and Courtney were in last. Martina and Phil crashed again. There was a lot of crashing from poor Martina and Phil. I was laughing, but then I was like, come on, you can do better. Well, they were close, and we're going to talk about it as we go on. Dylan and Kwame failed. Taylor and Courtney had to make the right decision. Obviously, because the detour was full. Courtney and Adam Taylor and Courtney decided to do the other one instead. Courtney and Adam failed. Dylan and Kwame got a fail. So there was a bit of a learning curve through it all. It was a bit of a learning curve when it comes to the whole entire into the detour. It does take a bit of a learning curve, but yeah, you get the hang of it. You know, you do get the hang of it eventually. So Martina and Phil almost had it, but failed. I think they crashed or they ran out of time. They might have ran out of time. I think they ran out. They ran out of time once, I think. No, I think they crashed. They kind of went forward, I think, if I remember correctly. They kind of crashed. So Dylan and Kwame were done. Face off. Hilteens will be hitting the court in a 3-on-3 game of basketball. They will be in a wheelchair. They have to play basketball like they do in the Paralympics, obviously. So they have to play I believe it's like an 8-minute game or something. I think it's such a certain amount of time. I think it's like one half or something or something like that they have to play. And then from there, they win, they move on, and they'll get their next clue. And then whoever's last team left will have to do a predetermined penalty time like they did last time. Courtney and Adam got a fail as they did not go all the way with behind the line with the sandbag drag. Courtney said it is a huge risk switching detours. Taylor and Courtney done. Taylor and Adam failed. Courtney said they will get slaughtered by Dylan and Kwame. Taylor and Courtney already 4-0. Martina and Phil failed. Courtney and Taylor are 1. The face off, so they get the next clue, obviously. And then Roblox, who thinks a picture is worth one word, more than one word. Teams will have to go to the Brook Art Gallery. They must listen to the questions said by the elder. They have to pick the paintings that are kind of part, kind of answer the questions. Once they do that, they got the paintings, they go back out. They will tell them the name of the painting. If they are right, I believe they have about six to ten different paintings they have to guess. Once they get that, they will get the next clue. Martina and Phil almost had it. And also Phil felt sick. Martina and Phil got it and finished. So they finally finished this whole entire helicopter challenge. I thought that was what was, kind of holding them back. It was the helicopter challenge. But it wasn't. I believe it was not only that. I think it was also the face-off that did not help either. You know, it happens. You know, these things happen and whatnot. So Courtney and Adam done. And then face-off 2 was Martina Phil versus Dylan Kwame. Dylan Kwame winning 8-0 so far. Dylan Kwame won 22-8 and won. Adam Courtney versus Martina Phil. Taylor got 5 out of 6 right. So Taylor and Courtney were done. So they are done the challenge. And then teams must go to the... I forget what it's called now. So now that teams are done, they have to go to, and as soon as I look it up really quickly here, sorry, I should be more prepared. They have to go to the government house? The government house, I think it was called, if I'm correct, remember correctly. I wonder if they're actually going to do another season. I'll stall time here while I'm looking it up. I hope they definitely do a seventh season. I really hope. I hope they do a seventh season of Amazing Race Canada. I really did enjoy those, especially. I really enjoyed doing those, especially. These, especially. So they have to go to the government house. I was right. This is the pit stop for this leg of the race. The first three teams to check in will have a spot in the finale. The last team to check in will be eliminated. So it is elimination leg. Indefinitely. It is an indefinite elimination leg this time around. So teams are being eliminated. So Courtney and Adam was versus Martina and Phil. It was she was very close. Ended up in a tie, so they had to go to sudden death. Courtney and Adam won. Adam was doing the roadblock. Martina and Phil are doing the time penalty like they have to do. Team number one was Taylor and Courtney. They wanted a trip for two to Buenos Aires. So they also earned a spot in the finale. Martina and Phil, penalty time was done. Martina was going to do the roadblock. Dylan and Kwame done. Adam had no idea what he was doing. Team number two was Dylan and Kwame. Adam and Courtney were done. Team number three was Courtney and Adam. And then, of course, team number four, eliminated from the Amazing Race, was Martina and Phil. And I truly am sad to see Martina and Phil be eliminated from the race. But there's only going to be one winner, right? There's only one winner. But, you know, I'm actually proud how far they went. They went very far in this leg, in this race. They went very, very far. And they should be proud of themselves. And I sure as heck am. Because now both of them are following me on Twitter, which is really cool to have both Martina and Phil following me. And I feel stupid I didn't pick them as a winning team this year, but I wish it did. And maybe they'll come back. Maybe they'll have like a second chance down the road, or maybe they'll have like an unfinished business. If Canada decides to do like an unfinished business season, maybe they'll come back. But I hope to see them back. I'd like to see them back in a future season of The Amazing Race indefinitely. So next week is the final leg of the race. The final three are battling it out. They will be off to Banff National Park. I do not know where the finish line is technically here. Let me see. Alberta. So it's going to be in Alberta, obviously. So they're going from New Brunswick to Alberta. Alberta will be the last location they are going to be at for the season. So they'll be finishing in Alberta, Banff. And I've been there before as well. So that'll be interesting. I'm very excited to see how this ends. And what... it's probably the first time this has ever happened to me where I've had three of my picks in the finals. I have Dylan and Kwame, Courtney and Adam, Taylor and Courtney left on my pick out of the top four I picked. Of course, the one that was eliminated was Leanne Marr. They are out of the race now. But I'm sure we'll be seeing everybody at the final leg of the race. I'm sure, everybody's going to be there for the finale when the final three teams come in to the mat for the last time of the season. It's sad to see this season end so fast. You know, I really wanted this to continue until the end of September, but, you know, there are only 11 legs of the race, and you know, you can only do so many legs, and it'll, you know, it's a lot when it comes to the Amazing Race. There's a lot of being active, you know, in the race. So, but that's next week. We'll be sorry again for this being out during on the Thursday afternoon, but I ran out of time as I had an interview yesterday. I had a job interview to go to, so that was kind of more important. But I did watch The Amazing Race. I did enjoy it. I enjoyed the episode. I'm sad to see Martina and Phil go. But, you know, they did a great job. They really surprised me to see him go this far. And I'm really happy. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio-only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media if you haven't done so yet. At Chris B on the web. And I'll see you guys next week. Right on the normal time, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Until then, have a good one, guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye for now.